The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You know, the interesting thing about polling is it can change, and it can change quickly. 3 weeks ago in Wisconsin, we were 10 points down. We just won a landslide victory, winning by 13 points, sweeping the state.
Ted Cruz talking about the polls and New York City. So after the big victory in Wisconsin, it's on now to Gotham City. And for Donald Trump, this should be home base without a question, and he should be able to take New York handily. But to Cruz's point, you never, ever can be 100% sure in what has become a very strange campaign year. Joining us right off the top of this show, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, you just heard, and you might have heard it, Ted Cruz talking about the polls. He's down in the polls compared to Trump as far as New York City is concerned. But what a big victory for him in Wisconsin. And now this seems to be the topic of conversation. There may be this open convention. Do you think, from your perspective, you've been in Washington now a few years, that we're going to see one of those open conventions?
I think at this point it probably is almost guaranteed that we're going to see this be a contested convention. Today I'm not going to name any names, but me and Ellen Ratner were at the media walkthrough for the RNC for the convention in Cleveland, and I was actually approached by a pretty high-ranking Republican operative, one who was pretty key in the convention process, and they ended up asking me if it was going to be a contested convention and trying to get my thoughts on that, which was a little bit jarring, you know, considering that if anybody should have had the answer, it should have been this person. So I think it kind of highlights the fact that at this point, nobody really knows what the exact answer on this is going to be. But it's a much harder sort of delegate race for Donald Trump after last night. All of the sort of reasonable explanations for how he could get to 1237 certainly included Wisconsin. Now that Wisconsin's out there, is no longer, a factor, it's going to be kind of a very hard uphill battle for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly agree with that. The other thing that keeps hanging around is what's going to happen with Hillary Clinton. And she's not completely out of the woods yet, correct, on the whole email thing?
Mm-hmm. No, she's not out of the woods yet on the whole email thing. That continues to be sort of a, iffy factor. James Comey, the director of the FBI, has indicated that he is not under pressure to move forward with this before the Democratic convention, which is, a statement that he's made pretty openly. In addition to that, we also have her in, of course, the tough situation with Bernie Sanders. She lost last night, and that doesn't necessarily change the conversation. That doesn't necessarily change the delegate math. She is still well on the way to getting the nomination, but it certainly makes it a little bit harder in the sense that she will not be able to pivot to the general election. I'm sure she would much rather be going after Donald Trump or Ted Cruz at this point, maybe testing out some of the attack lines a little bit early, but instead she essentially has to keep on pivoting to Bernie Sanders every time, he racks up one of his victories.
Yeah, and even though you're in D.C., certainly there are other events that take place in D.C. There's the Kennedy Center and for performing arts, and so many other things happen there, the past histories, etc. But do you find that this election is definitely the buzz around D.C.? At least when you open a conversation with friends, are they constantly asking you about Trump and the election and Bernie Sanders and all that stuff?
I mean, it's inescapable at this point. This is, if you look back at it, this was a race that was supposed to be between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. That would have been something that would have been a total snooze fest, would have been very boring, and instead we are miles and miles away from that. So, in D.C., it absolutely is the buzz. I have a lot of friends who have, kind of confided in me that they have had reoccurring dreams about Donald Trump. When you live in this kind of environment, that I guess could be kind of expected, but the level in which I'm hearing it is a little bit extraordinary. So, yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say this is sort of the default topic of conversation and has been for quite some time. And, you know, what's really so jarring about it is, you know, D.C. is filled with a lot of people who are smart or at least consider themselves to be very smart, and nobody knows what the answer for this is going to be.
I love that they consider themselves to be smart. Yeah, that's a perfect way to set that up. So the other thing is bets on what's going on with the whole Supreme Court deal. It's been kind of hush-hush outside of D.C., but certainly not there. Nothing new, right?
No. Merrick Garland is continuing to make the rounds on Capitol Hill. He's going out tomorrow to visit with some more. He had an unannounced visit yesterday with Senator John Boozman from Arkansas, an additional Republican, in addition to Senator Carl from Maine and Senator Mark Kirk from Illinois. But meanwhile, it doesn't look like we're going to have much movement towards hearings. We have a private, off-the-record sort of meeting taking place between Chuck Grassley, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, who has essentially maintained that he is not going to be moving forward with the process for the confirmation. That includes hearings. And he also kind of hit back at the court in general for essentially becoming too political in recent years, kind of going after John Roberts to a large extent. So, that's kind of a long way of saying no changes, I guess.
All right, so we have to go fluffy on you. Cherry blossoms, are they dying out, or you still can see the cherry blossoms?
Oh, man, you know what? I actually didn't get a chance to go down there this year, but I was told by a cab driver that We had a couple of days of some pretty high wind and some pretty quick, short, heavy rain. And apparently that ended up, kind of washing away, a good chunk of the blossoms, which is, kind of sad to see because, we still have a huge influx of, tourists in town. But I guess, one of the major draws just isn't really there right now, which is kind of heartbreaking when you see it.
I know, because it's very cool to see the cherry blossoms.
Oh, it is, yeah.
For anybody listening, if Justin didn't grow up in Washington, I grew up outside of Washington, but not in Washington. It is definitely, I think, a bucket list item to see if you can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's beautiful. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too. So there you have it. It's interesting, too. You know, the cherry blossom thing is one of those deals where you say, wow, wouldn't it be cool? I see all these pictures. Wouldn't it be great to go and see the cherry blossoms? But you can make those reservations. You have it all staked out, and then you get there, and they're not there. It's kind of like the whales in Maui and some of these other spots. Everybody talks about the whales. Oh, you got to see the whales. I've seen them myself, and it's mind-blowing. I can't imagine if you make that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Hawaii and you go in the summer or time when the whales don't migrate in that direction, but there's no telling if for sure you're going to get to see them. You just assume because of what's happened in the past, but it's not a guarantee. So that's kind of the same thing, I think, when we're talking about certainly the cherry blossoms because of the wind and weather and all of that sort of stuff. The weather around D.C. is swirling because of what we just saw happen in Wisconsin, and now moving forward, what's going to happen next in the world of politics and the Democrats, and even Bernie Sanders said Clinton isn't qualified. He says the super PAC, the Iraq war vote, disqualify her as president. So he is starting to see the heat turned up, I believe. Willie sings it on the road again. We want to take the show on the road again. You never know where we're going to end up. Check us out at KateOnTheRoad.com.
Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all, but the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
America's Tonight, kicking around the polls. See what shakes out. And what shakes out, my friends, is very little. It seems pretty airtight that we almost have this locked down for Cruz and Trump. Don't believe all the rumors that you hear that, oh, it could be somebody else that's coming in. Mitt Romney keeps getting thrown out at me every time I'm out somewhere. Someone asks me about Mitt Romney. Or Paul Ryan, who definitely does not want to run. They would have to throw it down his, you know, shove it down his gauntlet, and he does not want to do that. And I believe that. It would have to be an extraordinary situation right now for that to happen. I'm not saying ever, but for right now for that to happen. And inevitably, it is about delegates and who's going where. But what is so crazy about all of this is the fact that Donald Trump, almost to the end, I mean, here we are in April, and you think of June, and the ability he's had to really wind up the free media. Now, when it really counts, results season, I said that so many times last year, wait till we get to results season. All that matters is the results. We can talk and jeer and cheer and speculate and look into our, whoa, crystal balls, but it is absolutely about what the numbers mean, what the numbers say in the end, and getting the delegates you need. But when you have a convention that's a brokered convention, that changes everything. I mean, everything. And you got to love this. Cruz is in New York, and he is doing a borough tour, so hitting up every place he can. He gets what we call the Bronx cheer when he's in the Bronx, and he's just booed mercilessly. They just boo him, boo him, boo him. Just to let him know, this is not Wisconsin. And New York inevitably goes to Trump. Now, that's the biggest story going if Trump weren't able to capture New York for the Republicans, but I can't imagine that whole New York pride thing, God, it's been around. I don't see that changing. I can read all the tea leaves that are sitting here in front of me and tell you it keeps coming up the same way. It's Trump. Yeah, it's absolutely Trump. So while politics and the next primaries and the caucuses and the results, while that's happening, you know, his rivals might be looking to make a move, but the Bronx, those boroughs, those other places that might not be as Trump-friendly are not going, I don't just see them flipping on the Trumpster. It's not happening. It's not happening. The numbers definitely are not lying. The numbers are there, which is why there is the Ted cast a shadow on me all over Gotham, and it's not going to work. It's not going to play there, so he walks away with New York City, but he's still going to be short, no matter how we really slice this. I mean, it really, if he cleared the board completely even, and you do the numbers, impossible. I think it's just that razor thin. How about this? I am fascinated by the Panama paper situation, because what you have here is this secretive offshore banking for elites, and the people who were dumping their money into it, the list of clients, famous, infamous, powerful, and they're trying to find the source of the leak. And this is a nasty leak. I mean, there are some people that will go down with this. And it's, it's the people on the list, and they're starting to get flushed out. I'm sure the ones who know they're there are not happy with this at all. So what you have is the offshore banking industry, and the New York Times did a great piece on this. You had that. In the 70s and 80s especially, there was a lot of sheltering money. That's what accountants did. That's what lawyers did. Panama took advantage of the boom. The tax structure there, advantageous. They almost directly copied what you have going on in the state of Delaware. So anybody who was looking to do that found Panama incredibly attractive. Don't answer questions, just shield the money and don't worry about it. Just dump it off there. So the offshore firms a lot of times are willing to take on pretty much any customer. They just follow the instructions and that's it. And why would they be willing to do that? Because the clients would pay them millions of dollars. Millions of dollars to not pay attention to what accounts they have, or certainly not to voice them out loud. So is it Panama the story? Is it the leak that's the story? Is it the way things work in the United States and other countries that's the biggest story? I like the combo platter. I think all three are equally interesting. We know the Kremlin's involved in this. And we know there are other names attached to it who did the Panama deal to save money, to roll the money over, to put the money in an account that couldn't be touched. So there's going to be some questioning that happens. A lot of questioning as to the hedge funds, where the money's coming from, all of that. And I can't wait to see how it plays out because, okay, the Panama Papers. You know, what do we know about the Panama Papers? We want to see who else is on the list. If it's famous and infamous, who are the infamous people that make the list because they were burying money? And I love the name, the Panama Papers, because that's what they were doing. Some of it was in Panama. Relatives of the president of China and two members of the Communist Party's system linked to offshore companies, to give you an example. Also, the Union of European Football Associations actually raided, their headquarters were raided because of what was being talked about. The Prime Minister of Iceland stepping aside. How about this? The President of Transparency Chile, a branch of a global anti-corruption group, steps down. So when they saw the Panama Papers, and the Panama Papers are 11.5 million documents. Think about that. That's 2.6 terabytes of data. Think of how many people, already a couple people have been brought down, but how many other people could be brought down because of what's linked. Because of what's there. I know another name who's just, he's a tremendous athlete, Argentinian soccer star Lionel Messi, on the list. Also on the list, Sergei Roldugin, who is a friend of Putin's, who is at the center of, you know, is at the center of this. Money from Russian state banks hidden offshore is a huge deal. The president of FIFA was linked to the scandal because of the Union of European Football Associations, which is the governing body of European soccer. That's disastrous. And there are so many other leaks that are starting to be, or that are starting to come out. You had about 3,500 people who own shares in offshore companies that provided a Panamanian law firm with an address in the United States, but it doesn't mean they're American citizens. So it kind of ran both ways. But so far, it's mostly the politicians that are being completely outed here. And then the question is there a crime? I mean, that's kind of hanging in the balance. You have other countries investigating the leaked information, not just the United States, but France and Germany and Australia and Austria, Sweden and the Netherlands. So they're trying to place that leak themselves. Coming up, a musician who really captured a lot of folks' imagination passes away, in case you haven't heard. Who is it? And some of those details next on America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health. For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So much in love with life, happy in every way. But love, the movie began with, somehow got lost in the play. Like a fire burning out of control, you got caught up.
We tip our cap to a great songwriter and singer, Merle Haggard, dead at the age of 79, a legendary singer. Songs like the one you're hearing right now, Okie from Muskogee, Fight Inside of Me. He was the voice of the everyday dude, the working man, the outsider. He died Wednesday, on his birthday, complications from pneumonia at his home in Northern California. He had recorded more than 36 number one country hits. He had a musical career that spanned 6 decades from the 60s to 2010. And, you know, he was pretty much a little thug when he was a kid. He was participating in petty crime, I guess you could say. He did a prison term in San Quentin, and he had that outlaw bad boy image, and that sold millions and millions of records. Haggard had fans in the business and outside of the business. Charlie Daniels said, "Country music has suffered one of the greatest losses it will ever experience. Rest in peace, Merle Haggard." Carrie Underwood, love and prayers for the Haggard family. Meryl was a pioneer, a true entertainer, a legend. There will never, ever be another like him. Brad Paisley, there are no words to describe the loss and sorrow felt within all of music with the passing of Merle Haggard. Thank God for his life and his songs. Couldn't be hotter. Dierks Bentley literally just fell to the floor. Can't believe we lost the Hag. Rip Merle Haggard. And he was very close with Willie Nelson. They sang Ponchy and Lefty, Poncho, and Lefty, if you remember. And he just tweeted out a black and white photo with a line that said, he was my brother, my friend, I will miss him. Some people thought he was one of the best country singers ever. In fact, Hall of Fame acceptance, here's what he had to say.
I've had 30 days notice. I'm not used to getting notices for such things. I've had notices for evictions. Had a guy call me up one time and tell me on a Monday he was going to whip me on a Friday. I have a lot of people to thank in my life. I've had a lot of help.
Yeah, and he was very, very popular. He's popular with the younger set, and he was popular with the older guys, too. That's why you're getting kind of a mix of reaction. He had 4 failed marriages. He certainly had his issues with drugs and alcohol. And he absolutely embodied that outlaw, bad boy, but cool guy sort of image and was so incredibly well-liked. 79 years old. Dead at the age of 79. Here in the show, as you know, we are wont to kind of list back and forth, and as much as we could just pound what's happening with the election into the ground, I often come up for air. We're going to do that by inviting you to the dance, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. See what Dan in Texas is up to. Hi, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Okay. Ditto about Merle. I could tell you some stories, but we won't go there tonight. I want to try to bring a little levity, though my heart is sad for his loss.
Yeah.
It affects all of us that were true fans. Okay, enough out of that. Now, here we go for the joke. Father O'Malley woke to his new parish and feeling great on a West Texas day in spring, he throwed open the shutters only to discover there was a dead jackass in the middle of his lawn. So he called the local police department and he spoke to Sergeant Jones. And he says, oh, yes, this is Father Malley at St. Anne's, and we have a situation. There's a poor little dead mule of a jackass out there in the front lawn. Could you send a couple of lads to take care of it? Now, the sergeant, thinking he was a bit of a wit, said, well, Father, I understand that you're supposed to take care of the last rites. Where there was silence on the phone. The father then replied, ah, tis true. But you see, we're obligated to notify the next of kin. Could you come get your poor lost relative?
Oh, so clever you are. Clever.
Now, to get back to politics. Did you see the write-up in Salon Magazine of the 10 points that would take Hillary down?
No, I didn't see that.
You got to check that out, girl.
I will.
Yeah. And
we'll do that.
Let me see. What else? Okay. Yes, I wasn't trying to be smart last night when I was talking about you going naked, blah, blah, blah. I was just being a little bit funny. So please don't take it personal. I am still your number one fan and still love you, so there. And now about this walk that you're going to take. where we're going to make a fortune. I think she's going to bite the big one, but I don't think it's going to happen until after their little convention. I still see Joe as the boy that will come through to save America from poor old demented Bernie. And, of course, he will then nominate Baraki as his vice president, and Baraki will pull all the strings. Joe's just going to be the front man. And that's the way I got it figured.
Well, I think it's the world according to Dan, because you were so determined that we were going to see an impeachment, and I don't see that impeachment, right?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen now, because he's only got 5 months left until November?
Yeah, it's not happening. I told you that. Come on. Hey, now.
Well, we'll see if I'm right about this one. I mean, you know, you're the one that put
are
the
you
word out
on?
There. You know, so I'm just holding your feet to the fire, girl.
Oh, you are hilarious.
You can wear the shoes, by the way. You can wear the shoes. Anything you want. You know, Birkenstock, whatever.
Birkenstock, oh, that is so my style. You are so funny. Too funny. Dan in Texas with a little levity. Okay, so, you know, it's interesting. He's talking about the Salon article and Hillary Clinton. And I think there was a couple of different things. Of course, there's a million stories. But there was a story, the case against Hillary Clinton and Trump's secret weapon against Hillary Clinton and what she needs to do to avoid a November disaster. I mean, first thing is get out of the woods with the whole email deal, because while that's going on, that hangs in the balance, and I think people are sick of hearing it. You know, Bernie Sanders won 99% of counties in the Wisconsin primary, so there's been a little bit of a surge. And will the FBI derail her chances anyway? And if they don't completely derail her chances, I think people are now more leery of Hillary. I'm saying just Democrats, forget Republicans, who were supporters of Hillary Clinton's. But if Hillary wins the delegate race, which there's a great possibility of that, then, you know, forget about it. The rest is history. So, there's no question this one goes to the mat. I mean, it's going to keep going. He's not backing out. There are definitely people who are weary, leery, and just tired of the whole Clinton thing no matter what. But the emails just ratcheted it up. So where it seemed like she had gotten through one hurdle, then she was thrown into another. And there's no way to know for sure. The FBI is certainly not letting that out. I've heard plenty of rumors, but the rumors are all over the map. There's no definitive, forget about it, you're not going to see that. Or the other way, yeah, you're definitely going to see that. We can't say that at this point. I don't care what the source is, because it's a mixed bag now in D.C. So there's no definites, and it's tough when there's no definites. Let's put it that way. Coming up next, you're going to love our guest. He was the, and still is, a publicist for so many celebrities. But I'm talking about the real, like, celebrities, people that have been around for a long time. And he's got some funny stories about Clint Eastwood. He's got some funny stories about Gene Hackman. He's legendary Hollywood publicist, Dick Gutman, and he has a book out, and he wanted to make sure everybody got a little piece of the book. So it's 600 pages, right? 600 pages. Tony Curtis stories, Elizabeth Taylor stories, Warren Beatty stories. Yeah, you're gonna love them. That's coming up moments from now here on ATN.
Bye. biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wonderful. It's what a pleasure to have you on this show. And, you know, I just have to tell everybody, when you think of Cary Grant and you think of Paul Newman and Audrey Hepburn, I just heard her name the other day, and Elizabeth Taylor and Clint Eastwood, you know all these people. You knew all these people. And why? Because you were their publicist. You are legendary, Dick Gutman. And you have a memoir that you just published that I hope everyone picks up. It's called Star Flacker. I love it. Inside the Golden Age of Hollywood. And you talk about 60 years of working with some of the biggest people, the biggest names in film. I guarantee you've been asked this question a million times, but you had to have a few favorites. Who were your faves?
That's really hard. James Mason comes to mind because he was just so much fun. He was so wicked and so unpredictable. And you played games with him. You know, at a certain point, publicity is boring. When you're driving to an interview, you have to find things to do. Peter Ustinov and I used to make up word games that would carry us through it. But James somehow was really quite extraordinary. He had a very celebrated divorce from Portia.
Uh-huh.
And we had to go to the court, and we were driving back. And in those days, they actually had newsstands. As you drove down the street, you'd see the news guy selling newspapers, and you'd see the headline place it there. And as we went by that one place, it said, the headline said, James Mason accused of habitual adultery. And I was shocked. I'd never seen that before. And then James goes, well done, Gutman.
Is the adage true, any publicity is good publicity, even with movie stars?
You know, I think any publicity is good publicity except too much publicity. And I really think we're seeing that now. There's a diminishment in the real lasting, legendary importance of the stars that we have. They go through pretty fast now. It's because they're too available. You know, everything's accessible. And in the golden age, they had mystique. It was mystery. I would let out as much as I wanted to go out, but too much is too much.
Yeah, so you could treat them like treasures, right? They were sort of national treasures and real movie stars.
That's the reason I wrote the book, because I realized I was like a curator in a museum with some of the greatest paintings, or these bars of gold. And Gene Hackman has been, you know, certainly among my favorites, and he's great, and now he's not working, and I keep pushing him on it. And he says, why do you keep pushing me? And I said, you know, Gene, there's only so much pure gold in the world, and to keep some of it in the vault is a crime. And he said, thank you.
I love it. So we're working with Gene and trying to get Gene to do something. Do you still work with some of the other folks that I mentioned? Do you work with anybody that we would know?
A lot of my clients, some of them are no longer with us.
Right.
A lot of my clients, a large part of them stayed with me 30, 40, 50 years even. Warren Beatty, I've been doing his films since the early 60s, and I've been with Jay Leno since he started the show, and with Barbara Streisand for a long time, Jane Seymour forever, and these people, Martin Landau. And that's one of the great things, is you get to know people. You can do a better job for people when you know them. And you have to believe in them. I mean, one time I was on a location with Gene, and it was a script that not everybody in the cast was happy about. And so we came down to breakfast, and two of the actors, an actor and actress, were doing funny readings of the lines of the day, because they didn't respect them. And they tried to get Gene into the game. He said, you know, you guys are really stupid. He says, when you say these words on a screen, your face is going to be 20 feet high. You better find something in them that you believe.
Oh, that was some good advice there.
Good advice for life. And, you know, I found I could work forever with people that I believed in. But,
yeah.
You know, if you're selling a product, if you can't find something that you believe, you're in trouble. These people knew how to sell emotions. And in the golden age, I mean, it was gold. I mean, today we call it the golden age. It's because it's not gold now. And in those days, they had the studio bosses who everybody admitted were dictatorial, and Betty Davis and Jimmy Cagney rebelled against Jack Warner. But you know, Jack Warner and Louis B. Mayer and Goldwyn made great movies. They wanted to make great movies. And they made great stardoms. And they would take, somebody came in, Goldwyn discovered Greer Garson, and he puts her first into Goodbye, Mr. Chips, and then he puts her into, he had a succession of films that sold exactly what made Greer Garson special. You know, she was a great lady. And actually, she was a really lusty gal, and she was really fun to be with. But she conveyed to people what dignity and beauty is.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I agree with you.
I was driving my mom someplace one time, and I had something to drop off at Greer's. And I said, my mom, do you mind if I'm just going up the street a little bit? I have to drop something at a client. Knock on the door, and Greer comes, oh, dear boy, it's so great that you're here coming in. I said, well, Greer, my mom's in the car. And my mom's sitting in the car, and then tap, tap, tap. She looks up, and there's Mrs. Miniver inviting her in to tea.
You got to love that. And you mentioned, too, Warren Beatty and working with Warren Beatty. When Warren Beatty got together with Annette Bening, did you know, oh, this is the match for him?
You know, I tell you where I knew it. Was, I think he met her when they did Bugsy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had the idea that I wanted to take Bugsy out to the motion picture country home, this place in Woodland Hills where a lot of the people in the industry who helped build the industry spend their retiring years. And Warren was fine with that. And I said, we'll show the film. And he and Annette went out with me, and they said, well, let's go early. We'd like to go around in the hospital to greet the different people. Boy, that tells you who somebody is. And they did that. And it wasn't all happy because these people are declining. But we did the film, and we showed it, and we got in the car. As we got in the car, she started to sob. I knew this was the right girl for him.
And it's still lasting. It's one of those marriages that lasts. You also represented Clint Eastwood, and he's a nice guy, but he's had a lot of marriages, but he's a funny guy, isn't he?
Clint is terrific. I mean, one time we were, and he's a real human being, when he directed his first film, you know, everybody knew he was Clint Eastwood, and they associated him with Dirty Harry and the Man with No Name. But they didn't know the depth of the guy. So he makes his first film, directs his first film, which was Play Misty for Me, and it was good. And it was so good that Jessica Walters was one of the stars in it. And she gets nominated for Best Actress for the Golden Globes. And so I said to Clint, you know what, this is incredible. Your very first film, you have, since then, he's had so many actors go on to be nominated and win the Oscar. But I said, you're an award-winning director. Let's show that. I'd like you to present that award. He said, is Jessica going to win? I said, no, I think that Jane Fonda is going to win for Clute. It's sort of written in the sand, but you'll be there. He said, well, you know, Jane Fonda and I don't see eye to eye on politics. I said, Clint, this is art. She's not going to turn a distinguished event into a political thing. So just make the award, and you'll present it to her with dignity. So he opens the envelope. Yes, it's Jane Fonda. And does Jane Fonda get up? No. Some guy in an army jacket and jeans comes up and gives a speech. So Clint is doing it with dignity. He's standing in the side by side, seething. And then they start taking him back. I suddenly think, oh, my gosh, they're going to photograph him backstage with this guy. I can't allow that. So I'm jumping over tables. I make it backstage before they do. I grab him, and we're heading back to the seat. And as we're going back, he says, have I ever thanked you for all of your good ideas?
Oh, I love it. I could talk to you for hours, and I know everyone's trying to get to you, and I want to tell people again about your book, Dick Gutman, and the book is called Star Flacker, Inside the Golden Age of Hollywood. What a delight to spend some time with you. Thank you so much.
Emphasize the fact that it's F-L-A-C-K-E-R.
I know. I was very careful when I said that.
You know, I'd love to invite them to go to starflacker.com because they can download the first 150 pages of the book without cost. And because the book is 600 pages, I'm told not to say that because it puts people off. But that's not the case. It's a book you put by your bed, and you read it for a year. And, you know, you go to bed, and you read 10 pages, and you smile, and you go to sleep.
I love it. Dick, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kate. Bye.
Greatest dream I ever had. When I woke up so relaxed, like waking up the dead. Gene Hackman said.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.